Just one quick one, Chairman. I'd like to commiserate with Jeremy for being becoming the youngest ever person to fall off the rich list, which he's done today, age 31, down from 200 to 65. So commiserations. We've all obviously taken a fair haircut in EBB stock as well over the past year, and I'm just interested in whether we're going to see a reduction in the published figures in terms of management pay when we go into this loss and cut to the dividend that we're likely going to see.
Well, my consideration is also to Mr. Reid that if numbers in the RW can be agreed, I think that's historically pretty inaccurate, but suffice to say he's perfectly aligned in terms of the shareholder and the EBB with all of us as shareholders. In regard to management remuneration in 2008 year, it's too early for us to make any comments. There's still 7 months to go. I can say that the options that relate to staff out of the money, so reported remuneration is sometimes an accounting juggle, and I would emphasise that the reported figures in regard to the options are probably irrelevant in the context of the money. In terms of performance-based remuneration that relates to bonuses, we have at Everest a very strict policy in terms of paying out performance-based remuneration out of performance fees. Having said that, performance fees will be under pressure this year, and I'm referring specifically to the first half, the second half is still before us. Again, we would expect to see some alignment and some reduction in management pay accordingly. I certainly hope.